This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
800-636-1067 is the phone number. Toby brought this up the other day. The first preseason game with that combined joint practice work up there at New England. The joint practices, I have long been an advocate for those. It took Washington forever to kind of get on board with that's what the world was doing. Yes, please. That's where the best work comes. Not the preseason games anymore where you show nothing. You know, you're basically getting out there for a series, blocking once, running a couple of routes, then going to sit down with the towel around your neck, and you get interviewed by Clinton Portis. That ain't it. The real work is those joint practices where you can run scenarios, you get looks against other teams that not necessarily scheming you up, but instead of just going against your guys where you know everything, you go up against the strangers, that adrenaline, but it's still controlled. That's what I'm all about. So for me, the point of no return, or the point that I'll say, all right, this is now hurting us, hurting Terry, hurting the team, every part about it, where I'll just, my emotions, there'll just be more of it. Monday, August 18th. That's the second preseason game. If Terry isn't locked and loaded by then, I'm now going, I need to change my eye line on this.
Sure.
Because all along, I've just sort of thought, we have a GM. He's currently doing GM things. Really not much to see here. And I know that's harsh and sounds diminishing. It's not. Terry's going to get a lot of money. He'll be here. He'll be their number one option in the receiving game. And we will go forward. It may not be the exact dollar amount he wants right now. It may not be the perfect amount of guaranteed money. But my point is, team's got a lot of leverage. Terry's really good. Everybody recognizes that. The GM is currently GMing. We should all just act accordingly. That's been my view. If we get to the second preseason game and that hasn't happened, it means that the animus might be genuine. Because remember, we've seen, not Terry, but we've seen players go, I never want to play here again. Trade me. They get signed. I will never play in this. Oh, what's that? Sure, Cleveland Browns. I'll sign my name, Myles Garrett, on the dotted line. You've seen it a million times. You'll see it a million more. The rhetoric is just that. It's rhetoric. It's public pressure. It'll mean if we're still not done here by the middle of August, then I might need to realign myself and my way of thinking, Tobes. That might actually mean he's on the, you actually do want to be traded, or I don't want to play here, or now I'm furious, or you've lost the goodwill, you lost your benefit of the doubt here. You've taken one of your special prizes. You've taken the guy that is the example of the organization to everybody and turned it sour. You've ruined it. If he's not there by the second preseason game, I'll feel that way.
Which, by the way, too, if you're looking at, you said August 18th is the date of that game. Mm-hmm. August 21st, they have another joint practice here in Ashburn against the Ravens. Right. I think that's incredible time for work to get done.
Yes.
Nobody's going to play in that third preseason game of note, right? That's kind of where you evaluate who's going to make the back end of the roster. But those joint practices are going to be probably the best work that's at the end of camp. That's the best work they're going to get in before they make their final cuts and then start gearing up for week one. And if you're not signing until August 18th, then there's a real shot that you're not able to go fully out in that joint practice. Mm-hmm. And so that to me is the point here. I'm a little bit earlier. Like I said, I'm the first preseason game basically when they go up for those joint practices in New England, because that's where a lot of work gets done. And you're right. I think these things are fantastic because it allows you to get a different look. You know, when you go against the same guy in practice every single day and it's the same group, you know the little idiosyncrasies, the little things that every single player does. And so you know how to be able to beat that specific guy. But you never play that guy on the actual football field because they're on your team. So to be able to go up against different guys, like, you know, eventually Terry McLaurin is going to have clips against Marshawn Lattimore, assuming he shows up to camp. And he's going to have clips against Trey Amos. But he's going to learn those guys, and that's going to happen. I need to see what he looks like against Christian Gonzalez and those guys up there, right? So I think this is a fantastic opportunity to get work in and get ready for week one. If you're missing those, that to me is the time where it's like, all right, this might be a bit of a problem because now you're starting to impact how the early season is going to go.
800-636-1067. When do you kind of change your alert status? When do you kind of say, hey, this is now hurting Terry, hurting the team? This is now more than just the normal course of business. Could be yesterday. Could be a week ago. Could be in a month. What's your date? Let's go to Ryan in D.C. first up on this. Ryan, what's up, bud?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, pal.
Hey, listen, I know, and obviously just reiterating what you guys both said, the first preseason game and the second preseason game, I think that's when the heads start to come loose a little bit. But at the end of the day, I think the deadline was when Garrett Wilson just signed that massive contract and kind of, you know, resetting the market. I mean, you see it with the cornerbacks being signed. Surtain signed early. Got him for good market value. Obviously, you know, in business, you don't pay guys based on emotion, but when you got a guy, one of two or three that's, you know, been with the team since, you know, the Redskins and moving forward into the Commanders, you know, you got to factor that in a little bit. And Terry being the player he was for, you know, the majority, you know, if not every season, only one season under 1,000 yards, you got to pay the guy. We want him here as fans. He's obviously an integral part of what we're doing. A young JD5 thrown at him is electric. You know, the fan base needs it. City needs it. We have faith in Adam Peters, though. I know he's working his magic back there. But my deadline was when Garrett Wilson signed because I'm like, oh, boy, you know, where do we go from here?
Interesting. I hear you, man. Appreciate the phone call. Steve, Virginia, when do you start to change? When do you start to escalate the rhetoric here?
What's up, Steve?
Good afternoon. Thank you for taking my call. Enjoy your show.
Appreciate you.
I think it's right now because in all honesty, I have an issue with Terry because he's signed a contract and he should honor it. I think he's a great receiver, but let his play on the field do the talking. If he's a free agent next year and he has another great year, he's going to be able to demand almost any salary he wants.
Appreciate you, dude. So just I've heard that sentiment a couple times, Tobes, and just to clarify from folks, and I'm not ripping Steve, but that's pretty much just not, I don't want to say it's not done because guys become free agents. It does happen. They're free agent receivers every year. But if there's any interest in signing the guy, from the team's perspective, and there is, by the way, otherwise this wouldn't be happening to some degree. You don't go into the last year of a deal without any kind of understanding that I'm either walking away at the end of this thing or I'd like to be here. Terry said he's trying to be here and he's trying to get that deal done the same way the team is, I think.
Yeah, I mean, it's just pretty common practice. I understand the sentiment, but again, it's just totally different from anything that we ever experienced. But yeah, I mean, he's under contract for this season to his point, and maybe if push comes to shove, like you've pointed out plenty of times, there are franchise tags available, and maybe you could go that route, but I think if you're starting to go that route, you could end up getting even messier than what we've seen this week.
Yeah, messy, like, my solutions are not clean, fun solutions. A lot of people would be pissed off, but that's part of the business element of things. Like, can you compartmentalize that and go play football? I think Terry's a professional. He probably could, but would he want to? Would you get the same engaged guy? Hard to say.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Let's go to Tommy Ashburn. When do you start to change your tune a little bit when it comes to Terry? What date?
Hey, guys. I love your show, especially Toby. I love your knowledge on baseball. I got two things to say. Number one, I'm not worried about it at all. I think he will get signed. He won't get what he wants. One of the things that I hear on talk radio is what he's done for us and what a great player he's been. I get that. He's a great component to our team, but he's 30 and this is a business and they're looking forward. They got all kinds of numbers on people who are 30 years old or more receivers. They got all the data in the world. I think Adam knows what he's doing. I think this thing will be drawn out. Adam's MO in San Francisco has been a lot of last minute deals. And the only thing I didn't like about one final thing, the only thing I didn't like about Terry's press conference, which I thought was terrific when he said it really wasn't about the money. Hey man, when people say it's really not about the money, hey, it's about the money.
I believe it's about the money. Yeah, thanks, Tom.
Yeah, it's definitely about the money. And maybe it's not specifically like the dollar amount. It's more so about what he talked about earlier, saying his worth and the respect and stuff. But yeah, it's definitely about the money.
Yeah, that's how you show it, right? Let's go to Richard, Fort Washington. When do you start to kind of ramp up the rhetoric here? When this is just business and now it's no longer just business and it's cause for real concern?
Hey, Danny, Toby, how you guys doing today?
Good, buddy.
What's going on, man?
Good. Thanks for taking my call. Well, my meter is not at the point of no return, but I'm very concerned, like, right now. I think it should be right now. I know the first caller mentioned Garrett Wilson. So, you know, I'm worried about Terry's demeanor. You know, I'm worried about him saying, hey, you know, this guy – you know, came through Ohio State after me. I pretty much paved the way for him. My stats are just as good or not or better than him. And so what, he's 5 years younger than me. That doesn't mean that he'll be more productive than me. So, you know, I just need Terry very motivated, like right now, so he can go into the season on a high note.
Appreciate you, dude. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067 is the number. You could say it's right now, like Richard just did, and I buy that, by the way. So I think if you believe that this gets worked out, all of those negative emotions and all the things we saw from Terry the other day, believe that that'll be gone. You know what I mean? Like if the right offer with the right commas and the right numbers are on that piece of paper that he gets to sign, he'll be right as rain. He'll be tap dancing mm-hmm. to work, right?
Yeah.
But if it gets drawn out and becomes more antagonistic and you get another month where they're not talking or whatever the is real or not there, I don't know, then it might not be the case. I don't know that a pro like him who's gone through what he has here would be so soured by the business of a contract negotiation that he would just quit on you and tank and not be a good teammate at any point in time. I don't think that's because the whole argument of paying him is that that's not who he is, right? He's not Correct. The guy that's going to say, you know what, I'm done with this. I'm going to read a book on the sideline. Or I'm going to put a finger in the face of my quarterback who's getting hit a million times and yell at him to throw me the football and tantrum this way and that way and be on my 15th team in 3 years. That's not who that dude is. So you believe that's not who that dude is, then why would he start being that with this bit of another bit of adversity coming his way?
Yeah, I don't think that that's going to be the case. My thing is, I think that this will get done. I just don't want it to affect the actual football on the field, because you need to
That's
be able to get better as the season goes on. Remember last year, they got off to a bit of a slow start. And then by the end, Terry even said this in his press conference, said, you know, we got off to a slow start. By the end, we were cooking. Yeah, that's what you want to start with, right? You want to start kind of on page, you know, whatever page,
yeah.
Not just starting again on phase one of things. So I'd prefer that they get this thing done as soon as possible just for that reason. But I do think he ultimately gets this thing done.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.